tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of SWAT!
The King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout!
The Colossus of Clout!
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions with producer Adam Abdallah normally, but we've got a new crew this week. It's little old me with Josh Wolkin, vice president at Huggins and Scott Auctions. And actually, Adam is off this week. Vince isn't in the studio. Peter is the producer. When you call in 312-332-3776, you'll be talking to Peter this week instead of Adam. Josh Wolkin, it's early where you are, correct?
Yes, it is, Tom.
How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm doing great.
You're sounding good.
Thank you.
We've got the Huggins and Scott auction going this week from December 2nd when it started. It ends December 12th. So we'll be talking about some of the items, how the bids are going on some of the items in your auction this week. It looks like it's off to a great start, Josh.
It is. It is. Yep. We're doing just fine so far.
I looked at a 1909 E-102 Christy Mathewson graded PSA 6. I guess only two have been graded higher than that, is at $3,000 already. We had talked about that 18-karat gold watch presented to J.J. McDermott for winning the 1911 U.S. Open golf tourney. I guess that was the first U.S. winner of the tourney. That's at $3,000 already.
So
we'll be mixing in some of those items. We got calls. We're going to be giving away this week to one caller a box of Panini Totally Certified Basketball. So if you call in at 312-332-3776, you'll get in the drawing. Also, if you do want to tweet me a question at T-Crown Tom, if we use it on the show, you'll also get in the drawing. Josh, do you ever open any of the new stuff, or are you mostly into the old stuff? What do you like to do?
I'm more of a vintage guy, Tom. I've been, I was a collector as a kid and not a kid anymore. And I guess I was just more interested in the older stuff than I was the newer stuff. So, no, it wasn't really me.
Yeah, okay. I open quite a bit of the newer stuff. My website is tcrowntom.com, and I have a eBay seller ID link on there. I have a lot of the new stuff on there. One of the things I have on for one of my customers, he pulled a Jordan LeBron dual autograph from Upper Deck Exquisite. This is a high-end basketball product, and they're both pictured in their young days, which is kind of cool. That auction ends today, so check that out if you're a Jordan or LeBron fan. LeBron is definitely starting to make a case for being at least maybe the best small forward of all time. I think it right now, if I had to pick Larry Bird or LeBron, I'd probably have Larry Bird in at the end of the game, but maybe for the first part of the game, I'd take LeBron over Bird, but just the clutch part, I'm still a Larry Bird guy. We've got Mike on the line already. Thanks for calling, Mike. What do you have?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's up? What do you have, Mike?
I got a dual patch card of Scotty and Michael.
Dual patch, huh? Is that a numbered card? Or?
Yeah, out of 25. And Scotty's got like several colors, and Michael's got two colors on it.
Boy, you know, it seems like the patch cards have actually climbed in value over the last year or two from even what they were. I would think, what product was that out of an Upper Deck product, so it shows them in their Bulls uniforms?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think that number to 25, it's not 23, is it?
No, I wish.
That would have been nice, but I think that still breaks $100. That's a nice card.
Great, thank you.
Sure. Okay, also in the Huggins and Scott auctions this week, okay, the auction started December 2nd. The bidding ends on December 12th, so you can still bid now if you'd like. One of the items on there, the Al Weiss rookie card, which is commonly known as the Pete Rose rookie card. That's one of those cards that has four floating heads in it, and it's the Pete Rose rookie card. Al Weiss is on it with them. That's a PSA 7 rookie. That's already at $700. How do you guys work it at the end of an auction, Josh? Like, let's say a couple of guys are really trying to get in late. Do you ever extend things? How does that work?
Yeah, so the way our auction ends is very similar to other major catalog auction companies these days, where we have an initial bid cutoff time. So all initial bids in our auction have to be placed by 10 p.m. Eastern time on the night it closes, which in this case is going to be this coming Thursday night, the 12th of December.
Okay.
And so if you have your initial bid in, then, so to speak, the window is open for you to play after that. So once you have your initial bid in by 10, then starting at 11 o'clock Eastern time, we have a 30-minute clock that counts down on each lot individually. And so they will, each lot will close independent of itself, or of the other one. And if it'll go for 30 minutes without there being a bid. So in other words, if there's a bid at 11:15, the new ending time for that will be 11:45. But those clocks start at 11 o'clock. So I would say about maybe half the auction will close at 11:30, meaning there won't be a bid between 11 and 11:30. But any item that has a bid will extend that clock for 30 more minutes from the time the bid is placed.
Can those bids still go online, or do they have to call in the bids after the...
Oh, no. Most of them are done online.
Okay. But do you have somebody there to take bids?
I am at the offices in Washington, D.C. until the very last lot closes.
I bet that can go pretty late sometimes. What's the late? Have you stayed up all night with taking bids ever?
Thankfully, no. Not all night. The latest I've ever had to leave was about 3:45 a.m. There was, and I don't remember which auction it was, but I remember it being 3:45 a.m.
Now, can people still, if they see something at the HugginsandScott.com site, if they see something that they want to bid on, can they still this week get set up to bid?
Absolutely, yes. You can register online directly through our website. If you don't want to or don't care to register online, you can certainly call our offices during business hours, and we have guys there who'll be happy to register you over the phone, and feel free to place bids.
Very good. The Green Lantern is on. I don't know, Lantern, after last week, I'm surprised we're letting you through here. What do you have, Lantern?
Well, thanks for the break, Tom.
What's up?
I got a Ron Lewis lithograph. It's a very large poster size lithograph, number to 100, signed by the Super Bowl III champion Jets. What do you think something like that is?
The entire team?
The entire team.
Wow, that's a pretty neat item. Did you say it's a numbered lithograph?
Yeah, to 100, and Ron Lewis signed it as well.
Hmm. That's pretty cool. I think that should be well over a grand. What would you think on that one, Josh?
Yeah, I would think, I mean, the Ron Lewis lithographs are always very, very popular, and number to 100, and the Jets have always been a very collectible team. So, yeah, I would think probably in that $750 to $1,000 range.
Yeah, that's nice. And since, how many have they won since that, Lantern?
Well, Tom, don't you have other calls you got to take right now?
Yeah, we do, Lantern, actually. Okay, next on the line, we've got Mike with a Panini Flawless card. What do you have there, Mike?
I've got a Panini Flawless Chris Bosh, numbered out of 5.
Boy, that Flawless was quite the product. Now, is this a patch card or the base card or an autograph card? What is it?
It's an autographed, I think it's called an emerald.
Oh, really? So does it have a piece of
no, it's just a shiny green
and numbered to 5
order, you know, numbered out of 5. Yeah,
of the big three with the Heat, Bosch is definitely third on the list. He's not that popular.
Sure.
I would think that, and to be honest with you, it seems like from that Flawless product, some of the big jumbo multicolored patches are actually doing better than just the autographed cards, but I would think that would be at least a couple hundred dollars. Now, that product was something on how much it's gone out. Josh, to give you an idea on some of the high-end products that they're producing right now, this Panini Flawless basketball product came out. We did a break on it. Two boxes. There's 10 hits between the low-numbered base cards, patch cards, and autographs per box. So what we did is we picked numbers 1 through 20, and each guy had to pay $130 for their hit. So basically, it was a $1,300 box, a one-pack box at the time. Now, if you were going to get that same box, I think they're over $2,000, and it's just been a few months that they were out. I mean, it was a really nice product for the money. It's amazing. And some of that type stuff, some of the cards that came out of it, like a Kobe base card with a piece of some sort of a, like a diamond chip or something on it, goes for over $1,000. But that's what's happened with some of the newer product. It's really gone high-end to the point that you would never even imagine how much they get for some of the products when they come out. But as long as you can get your money's worth out of the products from the companies, it seems like it still goes over fine. So the number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan. On this week with Josh Wolkin, Vice President at Huggins & Scott Auctions, and our producer is Peter, we're giving away a totally certified basketball box to one caller. So give us a call at 312-332-3776 if you have a question about the value of a sports collectible, or if you have political items, if you have pop culture stuff. I had a guy came into Triple Crown with a Howdy Doody marionette still in the box. So anything like that, give us a call, and we'll see if we can answer what we think it might go for in an auction. But hang in there. You're listening to ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com. We'll be right back. We're back. On with me this week is Josh Wolkin from Huggins & Scott Auctions. Bill Huggins, I guess, is at a show in Philadelphia. Vince isn't with us today. Josh, did you see the Bears are retiring Mike Ditka's number 89, I think at halftime of the Monday Night Football game tomorrow night? Can you imagine what a Ditka number 89 Chicago Bears worn jersey would go for? Have you ever?
That would be a great piece.
Oh, I can't even imagine what that. You've never seen one in an auction, have you?
I can't recall seeing one. I've seen Peyton game used jerseys, but I can't. And I think I've seen Singletary, but I can't ever remember seeing a Ditka.
No, I don't remember seeing one either. The price would be incredible on that one. One of the guys, I know a guy who has a Favre game worn jersey. He was a teammate, and I would think because it came from a teammate, that could break the 10,000 barrier. Wouldn't you think it would have a shot anyway in an auction?
I would think it would have a shot at it. I've seen other Favre game used jerseys go, and Packers jerseys are always, you know, they're certainly more popular than almost any other jersey of his.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would say eight to twelve in there.
Yeah. Very good. Okay, waiting on the line for us, we have Frank. What do you have there, Frank?
Hey, Tom. Hey, Josh. I've got several things I'd like to ask you about today.
Okay, well, here's what you need to do. If you have a bunch of items, pick out your best item to talk to us about, the one that you think might be the most valuable. And then if you have some other items you want to email them to Vince at ercdelivery.com, and we can also go over that later in the week. But what's your best item, Frank?
All right. I've got a John Elway poster. I've got about 25 of them rolled up in a tube from Mizuno, and it's early 1980s when he first started playing. What do you think those are worth?
Just posters, not signed or anything?
No, they're not signed.
Yeah, and it shows him in a Broncos jersey?
I don't think he's even in a jersey. I think he's just got pads on, and it shows his bare stomach.
You know? Okay, I don't think that's one of the best items we've had, Colin. But it's too bad that if that was his best item, Josh, I think his collection needs a little work. here's another one that might need a little work. I don't know. Mike, tell us what you have. Is this what I think it is? Hello, Mike?
Yeah, the Michael Jordan X-ray of his broken finger.
Now, how'd you get the x-ray of his finger? Were you working in the office? How'd you get that?
Well, I'm not at liberty to discuss that.
Okay. But now, Josh, an item like that, can you even sell an item like that in an auction if it was a valuable item?
Can we? Sure we can.
Yeah, an x-ray type thing where it's a medical type thing?
Yeah, we could sell it. You know, obviously some provenance would have to be there for it.
Yeah.
It's a neat item. I don't know what kind of value it would have. I've certainly never sold one before.
Yeah. Huh. What year was that, Mike? Do you remember?
Honestly, it's like mid-90s. It's a really nice piece. And, you know, I'm scared to even, you know, attempt to try to sell it because I don't know if that'd be illegal or not.
They have to check that out. Especially depending on how you acquired it, I guess. You'd probably have to talk to Josh about that off the air, and you guys would have to figure that out if you did want to auction it. Does that have his whole hand in the x-ray?
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah,
it's kind of cool. You know what's a neat item? Have you ever seen that? I think, is it a handprint of Babe Ruth? That was signed by Ruth. Have you ever seen that? I think there is such a thing, and they were doing something for current players like that also. I think there might be an Andrew Luck that's out like that. I think that's kind of a neat idea where you have the guy's handprint and then it's autographed, and maybe do 5 or 10 of them. Not a bad collectible. James is on the line. What do you have there, James?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I have a lot that I've been saving for my kids for quite a while. It's a lot of 65 Emmitt Smith autographs, 40 being cards and 25 memorabilia.
Okay, were they cards that came out of packs?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's quite the collection. I mean, typically an Emmitt Smith autograph that comes out of a pack goes for at least $100. Some of the patch autographs can go for more than that.
A lot of them are, I think I have like 3 of them that are 101s. I have like maybe 6 of them that are out of 5, and the rest are out of 10s. They're graded 9.5s.
Yeah, that's some great stuff. Now, Josh, you probably wouldn't want to sell those all as a lot in an auction, would you? I mean, wouldn't you want to break them up somehow? Or if you got that in, how do you think you would list something like that with that many from one big name player?
Yeah, I would think we would want to break it down to maximize the return.
Yeah.
James, I think it's a great, you know, certainly a collection that you've carried for quite a while. And it sounds like if you're going to pass it on to your kids, it's, you know, down the road, it's going to be something that's certainly going to be of value.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's great. Just the one of ones, like if you put a one of one, if it's a nice patch with it, that could go for hundreds. Maybe with the right patch and in the right day, just that one card could probably have the potential to break a grand if it's nice enough and it's graded high enough. So, I mean, that's a really good collection. Next on the line, we have Vito. Hey, Vito, what's going on?
Good morning.
Hello.
I have a black and white photo of Gale Sayers and Walter Payton, signed by both of them. They are not in uniform.
Okay. Signed by both of them. That's good. Yeah, that's nice. I would think probably $200 or $300 on that. Is it framed?
No, but I could easily frame it if it's worth framing it.
You know, if you're thinking of selling it, you don't necessarily have to frame it. It's just going to cost you a lot of times. You probably don't get your money's worth out of the frame if it's not already framed. So how about, is it authenticated? Like, did JSA authenticate it?
No, I haven't had it authenticated yet, but if I do go to sell it, I will get it authenticated.
Yeah, well, that's neat. I would think at least a couple $100. It depends how it looks. But, you know, when you look at Bears running backs, the first two that you think of are Sayers and Payton. So from that standpoint, it's a great combo. Matt Forte's starting to kind of move his way into that group now, but he's not quite there. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville. On this week with Josh Wolkin, Vice President at Huggins & Scott Auctions. HugginsandScott.com is the website. Huggins has an auction going right now. It started December 2nd, ends on December 12th. I guess it's 10 o'clock Eastern time on Thursday evening, the 12th, that it ends, where you have to get your bids in. So check out some of the items. They have some great stuff in there. There's a Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig dual signed album page. It's up to $2,300. I checked that last night. It was at $2,100. Checked it this morning. It was already up to $2,300. So some of these things can climb pretty fast during the week. And then they also do have, it's not always just sports. Like, there's a Bruce Springsteen 2002 concert-worn denim jacket and framed autograph that's up to $1,900. Who knows where that's going to end? That's a cool item, concert-worn from Springsteen. A Mike Schmidt 1983 World Series-worn Phillies home jersey. That's at $1,600. So go to HugginsandScott.com if you see something you want to bid on. You can still register to bid. Okay, waiting on the line now is Dan. Thanks for holding there, Dan. Tell us what you have.
Yes, sir. Good morning. I have back from the early 60s, there were these games called Strat-O-Matic. I have a baseball one, a football one. I'm kind of guessing it's like an early version of what we have now in fantasy stuff, like fantasy football and fantasy baseball.
Yeah, I think, wasn't Strat-O-Matic a dice game?
I believe so. It's got a game board, and it's got cards of the players that you could pick out who you want to play against whom, and you strategize your game.
Do you have the original box, and are the cards in good shape, or is it?
I believe the football one, I haven't even opened it. I mean, they're all in good condition, the Eccles condition.
An unopened one, that actually might be pretty good. What do you think on that, Josh?
Yeah, we've had some various Strat-O-Matic games and stuff. The unopened ones certainly sell for a little bit more than those that have been opened. But you know, they get upwards of $100.
Yeah. And I would think an unopened baseball would probably be worth more than a football if it kind of jives with everything else. The number here is 312-332-3776. Give us a call with your question about the value of a sports collectible, political, pop culture item. I'm Tom Morgan with Josh Wolkin of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We'll try to give you the best estimate of what we think it would go for in an auction, or what I might sell something for in a store. And we're giving away to one caller a box of Panini Totally Certified Basketball. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. Steve has been waiting on the line. What do you have there, Steve?
Good morning, gentlemen. I have the first Chicago Bulls championship team autographed basketball signed by the entire team. Wondering, and it's in great condition, just wondering what that might go for.
That's very good. Is Phil Jackson on there?
Yes, he is.
That's really good. I think over a couple of grand on that first team, don't you think, Josh?
Yeah, I would think. I mean, Bulls team signed balls always do very well, and I would think, yeah, you're in that $1,200 to $1,800 range.
Yeah.
And does having a certificate of authentication make a difference?
Who do you have that authenticated it? It definitely does, yeah.
You know, it was I don't remember offhand, but it was the company that, you know, they were in the business.
Okay.
So, it was from them.
Well, if Josh had that in a Huggins, you'd probably get JSA to authenticate it in addition, correct, Josh?
Absolutely, yeah.
Are you thinking of putting that in an auction, Steve?
Not anytime soon, but just kind of wondered what it might be worth if I did.
I wouldn't mind a ball like that, Steve.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay. I was always thinking I'd like to get one that had Phil Jackson on it also. I mean, if I was going to get one, that's what I'd want. Let's see. Rufus, tell us what you have here, Rufus.
Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. I've got two election pens. One is a reflectable election pen. It says vote for LBJ, and you turn it a little bit, and it pops his face up.
Huh.
And the other one, it's for Bobby Kennedy. It's about a dime size. It says, elect Bobby Kennedy.
Oh, what do you think, Josh? Have you done run many of those?
Yeah, the political pins, because they weren't really limited and often got saved, they tend to not have a whole lot of value on the secondary auction market. The LBJ one that changes a little bit is neat, certainly. As far as the value goes, I mean, the political pins that we've sold – We usually sell them in very large lots.
Okay.
And they, you know, on an individual basis, the pins end up selling for anywhere from $15 to $50 for usually the better ones from that time period. As you get back into the, you know, turn of the century and the or the 19th century pins or even earlier, they certainly, you know, change in value there. But from the net time period, that's about what they're worth.
Okay, very good. It's time for another short break. You're listening to ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com. The number's 312-332-3776. Get your call in now and hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
You know, we were talking earlier in the show about Mike Ditka's number 89 Bears jersey getting retired tomorrow night. Kind of an interesting side to that. His 1962 Topps rookie card, the black border card, he's actually wearing jersey number 82 in that card. I guess another veteran had his 89 and didn't make the cut at the end, and then Ditka got his 89. Just a little tidbit on the Ditka retiring of the jersey tomorrow night by the Bears. It's great that they're doing that. Okay, we've got a lot of callers waiting here, so let's try to get to some right away. Mike, what do you have?
I have a game ball 1957 World Series foul ball caught on the first base side, handed to Eddie Matthews, who took it in the dugout and had everyone sign, including Warren Spahn, Lou Burdett, and all the starters.
Wow, that's cool. What do you think, Josh? Have you had a team ball signed from the 57 series?
57, yeah, we've had some 57 balls. The game use is going to be difficult to authenticate because they didn't do that back then.
Correct.
But no, 57 Braves ball. Gosh, I want to say. I mean, obviously, condition is important, and
well, you can see all the autographs was done with black pen on the baseball. And so, like, Warren Spahn, Lou Burdett, all, Hank Aaron, everyone's autograph is very good.
How many total signatures do you have? Are you over 20?
I have a whole starting lineup, including, you know, I think Bob Buell signed Lou Burdett, Warren Spahn.
So you're 9 or 10 guys, not over 20.
It's probably around 15.
Okay. Yeah, that's still typically, to be called a team ball, don't you need at least 18 or 20 or so, Josh?
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it could be a partial team ball.
Yeah.
You know, in the nicest shape, you're probably looking, I mean, if it's got those guys. Now, does it have Aaron on it?
Yes.
It does, yeah.
That's good.
I would say on you know, with only 15 or 16 signatures, you're probably looking in that $500 to $700 range, just depending on condition of the ball and condition of the signatures, how clean the ball is, how clean the signatures are, but
still a great item. Were you actually at that game yourself, Mike?
I was at the game, caught the ball.
Oh, that's a great one. You probably wouldn't want to give that one up anyway, I would imagine. Kevin's been waiting patiently. Thanks for waiting, Kevin. Tell us what you have.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I have a poster. It's a called the No Bull poster with Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman. And it's signed by all three of them.
Signed by all three.
Yeah, and Jordan's is Upper Deck authenticated. The other
that's
two
good.
Are, yeah, the Pippen one, I actually have a video of him signing it. And then Rodman is one of the, I think, Field of Dreams authentication when he did a signing there. But I know the poster itself in mint condition unsigned routinely sells for upwards of $400. But I was actually curious to see if you guys at the auctions have ever even seen one of these signed by all three of them.
I haven't seen one signed by all three of them, but there's lots of things that we haven't seen.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there, that's for sure.
There is. I mean, it's a neat, very neat item, and certainly, you know, auction worthy. You know, Jordan and Pippen and certainly Rodman these days is probably the least desirable of the three. I would say, you know, it's a good auction item. I would say you're probably today, because it's Upper Deck authenticated on the Jordan signature, you've got the plus for you there. I would venture to think you're probably in the $500 to $700 range.
Yeah, I was thinking $700 or $800, and it's a great item. Now, is that in a frame already, Kevin?
It's not. It's going in a frame, but it costs $1,500 alone to get Jordan to sign it.
Really? You had to pay Jordan to that much to sign?
Jordan won't sign anything unless he's getting paid, and it's $1,500.
Yeah, you can get Upper Deck authenticated items for less than that, though. You know, and the actual value of that, I don't know. I don't think you would. You probably wouldn't be able to get that out of it in an auction. I would be very surprised if you could. I think you would have a lot of trouble breaking $1,000 in an auction on that, actually. Sometimes, okay, Jordan doesn't sign at card shows, but sometimes a guy will sign at a card show and they'll charge more than a lot of times you can get for one of their items. But part of what they're doing when they sign at a show is, I guess you're paying for the chance to actually meet them and have them sign an item. So sometimes they charge quite a bit. There's no doubt about it. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Josh Wolkin of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. You can give us a call with your question about the value of a sports collectible, political, pop culture item. And we're giving away to one caller this week a box of Panini Totally Certified Basketball. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. Waiting on the line is Donald. What do you have there, Donald? Oh, I'm sorry, this is Joe. Tell us what you have, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
It's not an autographed item. I think it's a little bit more interesting than John Elway poster.
That's good.
Yeah, I've got a 2003 National League champion Chicago Cubs T-shirt with the MLB sticker still on it. I worked in Wrigleyville during 2003 playoffs, and the day after they lost Game 7. I grabbed one of the T-shirts. I've had it in my closet ever since.
Yeah, I don't think it goes much more than the Elway poster, though, Joe. What a hangover the next day from that, huh? All those guys outside, and oh boy, I'll tell you, that was quite the disappointment for Cub fans. They had it. They had it right there. You know, the whole Bartman thing is so ridiculous, though. If the Cubs had just kept their composure, the whole team, starting with Moise Alou, keeps seeming to want to blame Bartman. But if he keeps his composure, the team keeps their composure, they still win. But they didn't, and it's part of their goofy legend. Chris is next on the line. What do you have, Chris?
I have a 2004 Frank Thomas autographed bat that's game used. And I was told he hit two home runs with it from the equipment manager of the Sox.
Okay, you got it directly from the equipment manager.
I did. I was one of the pilots that flew the White Sox, and one of our last trips of the year, I was talking to the equipment manager, who I knew pretty well, and he gave it to me. He kind of gave us some things, and he handed me the bat and said he had hit two home runs with it recently, and it's a black bat signed in silver by Frank. I don't have it authenticated, but and I'm not sure how to go about that, but I got it directly from the equipment manager.
Yeah, well, that sounds like good provenance there. You guys handle game-used bats, correct, Josh?
We do. We do.
Have you had Thomas?
We have. Yeah, Frank Thomas, he was a guy who was very generous with his bats.
Yeah, I've heard that, actually.
Yep. There were lots of his game-used bats that got out, whether it be through him or the equipment manager or however they managed to make their way into the marketplace. But his bats aren't really scarce. The fact that the equipment manager told you he had two home runs with it, unfortunately, today that's going to be very difficult to prove. Unless when he signed it, he wrote home runs number X and Y on there, which I've seen players do with other bats, game use bats that get out. But without that, it's difficult to say that he actually did hit those two home runs. And a signed Frank Thomas game use bat, these days they run you at about $200 to $300.
Okay. Next on the line we have Donald. What do you have here, Donald? Tell us. Let's make it a good one, Donald.
All right, I was at Beetlefest in 1977, and I bought a yellow submarine movie poster. It's 4 foot by 6 foot, but it's in four separate panels. You know, one's like 28 by 28, and the other two are like 40 by, 50 by 28. So it's a huge poster, and it's from 1968. And it's kind of funny because it's stamped 68/310, like it's number 68 of 310, but done some research and seen some other movie posters, not that exact one, but in different styles, and they have that same number on it. I don't know if you've ever seen a movie poster that big from 1968.
I personally haven't. Have you, Josh?
Not 4 feet by 6 feet, but the numbering system is common. What it is basically is the year of the release of the movie, and then trying to remember what the other number is on the bottom, but it's not a limited edition number, which a lot of people think those things are.
Okay, yeah, that would
the 68
sense.
Stands for the year of the release of the movie. And you said what was the other number, Donald?
It was 310.
310.
Mm. Yeah.
How good a shape is it, Donald? Does it have fading or?
No, it's decent because we bought it at Beetlefest and was folded up in all the separate planks, and I just put it in a drawer. So it has some crease marks and some very little tears, but I mean very, very, you know, minute, just along the crease marks. So I finally had it framed a year ago, and you know, cost just at Hobby Lobby, it cost you, I don't know, you know, like $600 to have it framed. But
yeah, something that big.
Yeah, it's big, so it takes up a whole wall, so I don't even know quite where to put it yet. But I saw one English guy had it, and he was asking like $3,000. So that was one thing that made me want to maybe frame this thing, because I've never, ever seen one anywhere.
Yeah, I personally haven't either. Do you have an estimate, Josh, on that? I mean, do you think it can get over $1,000 or $2,000, or what do you think?
You know, movie posters are funny birds. Yeah. They sometimes they will sell for real, real good money, and other times they kind of disappoint people. This one being 4 feet by 6 feet, gosh, you got to have the right person to buy that, because that person has to have enough space or room in whatever they're trying to decorate to hold it.
That'd be a big shipping charge on that baby, too.
Fold it back up and send it.
Yeah,
right. You know us Beatlemaniacs, we love our boys.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you better find a good spot on your wall for it, Donald. Okay, let's see. What else do we have here? Here's Jim has some old football cards. Tell us about them, Jim.
Well, yeah, I collected them as a kid, and it's a full set from 1975 and 1976. Got the Walter Payton rookie, Dan Fouts rookie, Randy White rookie.
Do you have two separate sets or just the 76 top set?
I got 76 and 75.
Okay. How good is the Payton rookie? Is that is that graded or is it in nice shape?
It's not graded, but it was near mint last time somebody looked at it.
Yeah, so that's probably worth a couple hundred dollars just for that. Anything unusual about the 75 or 76 Topps football sets, Josh, that would make them more or less valuable?
Nothing really unusual, Tom. I mean, as Jim said, the 75 has the Fouts rookie, the 76 has the Payton rookie. Those are probably the two key cards in those two sets. I think you were right on. You know, for the pair, you're probably looking at, you know, a couple to a few hundred dollars.
Yeah. Some of the sets from the early 70s in football have actually started doing pretty well. Some of them are hard to get higher grades on, and it seems like some of the values have gone up quite a bit on the really high grade. Really, on anything from the 70s, it's starting to pick up value, but really things that are the 9s and the 10s seem to be what you really get the money on from those years. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville. On this week with Josh Wolkin from Huggins & Scott Auctions. Huggins & Scott has an auction going this week that ends Thursday night at HugginsAndScott.com. Lots of great items. We've talked about some of the items leading up to the auction. They have an early 1900s Cy Young tobacco tin that's kind of a cool item. It's at $1,400 already. A ticket from Ted Williams' last game at Fenway Park, September 28th, 1960. That's at $900. Here's kind of a neat item. A Ty Cobb and Walter Johnson signed and framed display is currently at $950. A 1957 dollar bill signed by Cassius Clay, which it's always good to get the Cassius Clay signature, the early in his career signed items. Sonny Liston and Joe Louis, that's at $1,100. And then here's a card we talked about earlier for a basketball collector. This is one of the better cards you could get if you like autographs. Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Julius Erving, and Michael Jordan, all four signed the same card, number 1 of 10, graded PSA 10, and that's at $1,200. You can still sign up to bid at HugginsandScott.com. The auctions end Thursday night. We've got a few more callers here. Let's get on who we can here. Jeff, you've been waiting. What do you have there, Jeff?
Hi.
Hi.
I've got a 1991 Bulls championship signed official basketball signed by 11 of the 12 players. The only signature missing is Scott Williams.
Scott Williams, did you get Phil Jackson on it also?
No.
Okay, well, that wouldn't be worth as much as the one that called earlier. That would probably be more in the $1,000 range without Phil Jackson and not being a complete one. Next in line, we have Rich. Tell us what you have, Rich.
Yeah, I have a, I'm not sure of the type of card, but it's a signed Joe Montana card when he was in college at Notre Dame.
Okay, it's, but it's probably been in a pack more recently. I would think that's probably in the $50 to $100 range. Next on the line, we've got Keith. We're going fast here because we're running out of time. What do you have, Keith?
I've got a 2002 game-worn autographed jersey for Frank Thomas framed, also with a picture autographed.
Now, a game-worn jersey goes more than a bat typically, correct, Josh?
Yes.
Yeah, Frank Thomas jersey game worn. You think that breaks a grand?
No.
No, it doesn't, huh?
Nope. I think it's probably in the $500-$600 range.
Okay, very good. Time for one more call. Justin, tell us what you have. What's new, Justin?
I have a Super Bowl 20 Chicago Bears football white panel signed by just about all the members of the team. I think I'm missing three or four autographs to include Jeff Fisher, Hilgenberg, but I do have Ditka, Buddy Ryan, Marshall, Peyton, all the significant others.
Okay,
there's just
good,
a few that I'm missing.
Yeah, good thing you got Walter on that. Try to finish it off, get the other guys. Just whatever you do, make sure you don't have anybody sign it who wasn't on that 85 Bears roster. That would mess it up quite a bit. But you're still looking well over a grand on that. It's great that you got Walter, but try to finish it up. Get everybody that you can. It's kind of fun to do it. Okay. It's time to do, well, we'll do the drawing here first. We're going to have, since Vince from ERC Delivery couldn't make it to the show, we'll have Peter do the drawing. Peter, the winner of the box of Totally Certified Basketball is?
That would be Vito. Vito G at iname.com. He had the Gale Sayers and Walter Payton autographed items.
All right. Very good, Vito. You have to send an email to Vince at ercdelivery.com with the directions of how you want to where you want him to send the item. Vince's company, ERC Delivery, is an on-demand delivery company, so they'll actually deliver that box directly to your house. Josh Wolkin, thanks for coming on. It was very early for you this week. Bill's at the Philadelphia show. If anybody's listening online in the Philadelphia area, they can see Bill Huggins at the Philadelphia show. Any items you want to make a quick mention of, Josh, that are in the auction this week?
Oh, gosh, Tom. There's all kinds of great stuff. I mean, anything from cards to memorabilia, and as you said, going across sets and individual Babe Ruth cards to anything and everything just about.
And don't forget, now, they do have some internet-only auction items that if you get the catalog from Huggins & Scott, they won't have those items in it. But if you go to HugginsandScott.com, you see that. Bidding ends on the 12th at 10 o'clock at night. Thanks a lot, Josh. Thanks, Peter. Great job filling in. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week.